You know, it's hard to think about at the holiday season, just people being downright mean and thinking about the inevitable, which it always happens. Somebody steals something, whether it's, you know, your credit card number, which I've had happen twice this month, and all the money was returned, but has yet to be returned. Cousin Eddie, he is still missing from Cleburne, Texas, and Cody Long, I'm needing your help, man. What do we do? How do we find out where Cousin Eddie's at? Why would anyone want to take Cousin Eddie?
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. And on Monday when we put it on Facebook, or when I put it on Facebook, I had zero idea that it was going to get to this level.
Well, has anyone like come forward and said, hey, you know, I might know who has him? Do we have any details on that?
No, there's zero. I mean, we did the police report with the Cleburne PD and everything. And somebody, you know, you're always going to have those stupid sightings. Like we saw him out in Paris, Texas, or, you know, we saw him in some back roads. Texas and in West Texas, or, you know, hey, somebody said they saw him in the Walmart parking lot, all of which are not either our Cousin Eddie's or it wasn't a real sighting. But we're starting to get some Cousin Eddie sightings, but they're not our guy, you know?
You know, so it's almost like people are turning into this Bigfoot thing, like, oh, I saw him here, and it's not the right one.
That's pretty awesome, yeah, Bigfoot sightings.
If anyone has details, is there a number that they can call to, you know, help us discover where he's at?
No, I think they could probably just call the Cleburne PD, or they can just message us. He's got a Find Cousin Eddie Facebook page, and he's also got his own Twitter now. It's at Eddie or Cleburne Eddie. So
at Cleburne Eddie. Oh my goodness, Cody, you're getting like internet famous off of somebody stealing Cousin Eddie.
You know, the benefit of all this, if there's a silver lining, is that it's really brought the community together around something as silly as a missing Cousin Eddie. So.
Yes. I got some friends that live down there, and they tipped me off. They're like, you've got to talk about this. I was like, oh, my goodness. I just want to find Cousin Eddie. So I am totally down for having, like, a search party this weekend. Do y'all have any of those set up?
No, we do have Sharon Hudson and her husband, Aaron Hudson, are the ones that made the decals and the shirts for us.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to be at Tractor Supply from 4 to 6 in Cleburne to hand out decals for free.
What?
Yeah, and they're just asking if anybody wants to donate to help her with supplies for the vinyl or to help replace Cousin A for next year, that they can, but it's completely not necessary. They're literally just doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
I love this. I love how it's bringing the community together. I mean, it's unfortunate that somebody has to be so low as to steal something, which is very crappy around the holidays, but it does bring the community together. I mean, I'm sure you guys are getting a good laugh out of all this.
100%. It's been awesome.
Well, Cody, thanks for calling in. Thanks for chatting with me this morning. I hope you had a great Christmas, and let's find Cousin Eddie.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
And speaking of that, we're going to be heading out there to Tractor Supply to join the festivities tomorrow, 4 to 6. So come hang out with us. Just good time to hang out with friends. And let's find Cousin Eddie. I mean, can't we all just agree that we need to find Cousin Eddie? If not, let's just make a better one for next year. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, Cody, but let's find the real one. And if you see him, guys, turn him in. Please.